Blog Talk Radio.
What if you call me and don't feel me near you? Will you still trust me? What if I tell you to let go of the very thing that you think you have to hold? Will you trust me? Yes, I'll trust you, Lord. What if it costs my life? Yes, I'll trust you, Lord. What if I lose the very thing I love so dear? Yes. Somebody say, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. Somebody say, yes. Come on, put your hands up and say, yes, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I can hear Jesus singing. He says this.
I know the thing is easy when everything is going well. But can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? And when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know. Will you let go?
I'll trust you, Lord.
Stand on my word. Against all odds, will you believe what I have said?
I trust you, Lord.
What seems impossible?
I trust you, Lord.
Will you believe?
I trust you, Lord.
Every promise that I made to you.
Every day, every day, every day.
Oh,
I will.
lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice.
Come on,
somebody
Praise God, praise God. Someone said, my God is awesome. How many of you tonight do you serve an awesome, mighty, magnificent, wonderful God? God that can do all things. He can do all things but fail. My God is awesome. Deliverer, provider. You can say awesome, whatever you need. Healer, savior, sanctifier, counselor. You just keep calling it out. Teacher, lawyer, doctor, whatever you need him to be. And when he is, he's awesome at doing it. That, you know, some people do stuff half behind. Some people do stuff mediocre. But we got a God that's awesome. And he's awesome in everything that he does. If he provides for you, he's awesome. Jehovah Jireh, your provider. See, he provides the victory for you, the battle of the victory. Jehovah Nissi, your victory. Awesome. See, healing, Jehovah Rapha. Awesome. You just need him to be almighty. You need some almighty in your life. Awesome. You need deliverance. He delivers. Awesome, like no other. Awesome. You need a friend, a mama, brother, cousin, sister, auntie. He all that. He said, I'm all things. And because he's all things, and you can do all things. Somebody say, awesome. Let me say, hear me when I'm broken. You know, to him I can depend on. You can depend on him. You can trust him. You can put your faith in him. You can just surrender yourself to him. He's awesome, awesome. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. You know, the songwriter said, what a mighty God we serve. Then he said, angels bow before him in heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. If angels bow before him, if heaven and earth adore him, what a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. You serve a mighty God. You serve a mighty, awesome God. You serve a magnificent, wonderful God. A healing, delivering, sanctifying, setting free God. I just begin to thank him. You serve the God that he said, before that was, I was. He got all the answers. God, whatever you need, he got it. All things exist and consist because of the God that you serve, the one and only true living God. Your God, now that he's still alive. He's a living God, the one and true living God. El Elohim, El Elyon, the Most High God. You know what? I want to just praise his name. I come to praise him. I come to praise his holy name. Tonight, I come to praise his holy name tonight. I remember Brother Dave sing that song. He's my rock, my soul machine. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. I know he never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. And then I go with the highest praise saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for your plan. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for your instructions. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you, Lord God, for what you put inside each and every one of us. And everyone in the sound of my voice, God, the destiny and the purpose and the plan and instructions, God. the know-how, the go-to, God, all the things, the go-getting. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you and we praise you for it tonight. For the, all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you place inside of us. Oh, Father, we thank you. Somebody want to just praise him with me, just press one I can recognize, and we'll just go to praise him. Not, we're going to try to get into this word. I don't even bore you long. Here we are in Genesis. Let's go to the second chapter. Hold on a second. I'm going to just go to the third chapter, and I'm in the New Living Translation. I'm going to start in the 10th verse, the 9th verse. 10th verse. I'm sorry, this is starting in the beginning. We're going to stop though by that. The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden? The woman said, of course you may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, the woman replied. It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God said, you must not eat it or even touch it. If you do, you will die. The serpent said, you won't die. The serpent replied to the woman, God knows that your eyes will be open. As soon as you eat it, then you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious. And she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. When the cool evening breeze was blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, where are you? He replied, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked. And the father said, who told you that you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat? The man replied, it was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it. Then the Lord God asked the woman, what have you done? She said, the serpent deceived me. She replied, that's why I ate it. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. You know, that blessed reading and the doing of his word. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we submit ourselves to you, God. We yield ourselves to you, Father. We decrease that you increase. Father, it's all about you and not about us. Father, let it be all of you and none of us. Father, we submit it to your will, to your way, to your purpose, to your plan. Father, give us the instructions, God, that we can follow. Someone said, order my steps in your word. We said, order our steps tonight, God. Jesus said, I only do the works of him that sent me. And he walked in the works. Father, give us the ability and the strength and the desire to walk in the works, as you've already said before us. Father, we give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. So it is. So, wow. A hand on it now. So tonight's topic, if there was a word for it or a topic we'd use, it would be God's plan. And the reason I came with that, I know we everybody head to the festive season, and 2 days from now we celebrate. Well, the world celebrates it anyway. Christmas, we celebrate what has been known as the birth of Christ. And so as adopted or celebrated, that's the day. So the last verse we just read, he said that, and I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. The whole time from that point on, that serpent, what we call the devil, Satan, whatever, has been looking for that offspring. He has been looking for that offspring from Genesis all the way to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He's been looking for that offspring through the prophets, through having Moses assassinated, and all those children that were born at the same time as Moses was born, killing them all the male childs. Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah, even cutting the head off John the Baptist. They've been looking for that offspring. But we fast forward to Genesis. Genesis and Matthew, when God had Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and then when God went up to be tested, Jesus, it was a dove that shone on him, and he said, "Here is my son, in whom I'm well pleased." See, it took some generations and generations and generations and generations for God to bring his plan forth, to come forth with his plan. Even the man that was born in a manger, but Francis remembered, but it took a plan. So I remember when I was younger, my mom used to always use this illustration that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit sat down at the table. They had a conference. You know, a board meeting, to say the least. And he was like, "Hey, I tried Noah, didn't work. I tried Abraham, still didn't work. Tried Elijah, Elisha, Ezekiel, I used my prophets to bring them through. David, Solomon. None of these things work. Hezekiah, Jehoshaphat, Samson, to lead my people through. Joshua, Caleb. So now, here we are. I need a savior, and I need someone who would die for the sins of all these people. That was cursed to death by the sin of one man." And when that came to a place, Jesus was like, "Send me, Father, I'll go. Send me, Father, I'll go. And I'll do what you say do. And I'll open the eyes of the blind. I'll open up deaf, deaf ears, mute tongues. We'll even raise the dead. Whatever you want done, Daddy, that's what we're going to do." So in this plan, I'm going to put it forth and rewind it all the way back to when Adam messed up, fast forwarded to Christ being born and even almost being dead as a child because Herod wanted them all dead, 2 years old and younger. But God in his infinite wisdom came through dreams and told Joseph how to avoid such dangers. And as Christ became a man at 30 years of age, they say it was 30 and he did 3 years of ministry. So at 30, man, God allowed him to just start forming his team. And after he got anointed and it was tested by Satan, you know, that word was in him. That word was planted in him. So first of all, he is the word. So when he was challenged, he was able to give the word back. "It is written, it is written, it is written." But he knew the plan from the very beginning. And some of it was unfolded to him and some of it was unfolded later down the line. But here's the plan. John 3:16, I say fast forward to it. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, was to live, believe in him, shall not die, but have everlasting life. God's plan was to restore us back to him to have everlasting life. God's plan was to do the ministry of reconciliation, because from the very beginning, he said, I want a family. And so since he wanted the family, he said, let's make man in our own image and after our likeness. And he gave man dominion. So then after those things, once man messed up, God separated himself from man. But God always had a plan to bring back restoration, mankind to himself. God always had a plan to bring us back into the fold and be his children, where we can say, Abba, Father, we belong to you. Or we are joint heirs to the throne. And not are we orphans, but we are children. Because he had a plan to bring his children back home to him. So let's look at God's plan for you. It's the life where you are today, where you've been and where you could have been. And tell yourself, what is God's plan for me? Look at what God chosen for a person, not a plan, an invitation to worship. Oh, God, I tell you, God chose you. He chose you by name for an incredible purpose, to belong to Jesus and to worship him. This purpose far exceeds any plan you might imagine for your life. No proposal, no job offer or award compares to the reality that you've been chosen for Christ in order to worship him. Ephesians 1 and 4 and 6, say, we're told that God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world, to the praise of his glorious grace. And in Colossians 1, 15 through 17, they say, we learned that all things in creation were made, what? By Jesus and for Jesus. So we were made to enjoy Jesus as a living personality. We were made to enjoy Jesus as a real presence in our lives. We were made to enjoy Jesus, whom we worship, as the goal of our lives. So we tell ourselves, worship can begin now as we respond with gratitude that God chose us for Jesus. We can begin now to think about the greatness and the holiness and the perfection of God. We just talk about how awesome he is, how magnificent he is, how wonderful he is. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, we learn that God chose us to declare the praises of him who brought us out of darkness, what? And to his what? Marvelous light. We're talking about a purpose and a plan. And look at the first invitation to a chosen life. To worship Jesus begins no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter where we're going, no matter what we're thinking, no matter what your plans were and how they stuck together or how they fall apart. But maybe, just maybe, you've been ignored, or maybe you've been rejected, or maybe you've fallen short, or maybe you didn't come up the way you thought you should have came up, or maybe the follow-through didn't come through like you expected. But it may be. But instead of agonizing, not have a plan, think instead of a person. When you look at Jesus, you know that's someone you need to commit your life to. To a person, not a plan. Commit your life to a person, not a plan. Commit your life to a person, not a plan. His name is Jesus. And think about the relationship that you have with him. Think about the relationship that you form with him by spending time with him. Early in the morning, David said, early in the morning I seek you. So seek his face early. Seek his face early when you wake up. Even for you, the midnight hour, the 12 midnight, speak to him. Let him cover your home. Cover my house. Cover my children. Cover my spouse. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cover my siblings. Cover my parents, my grandparents. Cover my children, my great-grands and grands. Oh, Lord, let your hand of protection be around us like a shield. Shielding us and protecting us, covering us like only you can. Oh, Father, we begin to thank you for it in advance. We begin to praise you for it in advance. And then get into your attitude of worship, an attitude of praise, an attitude of gratitude. You know, someone said, I can't believe you brought me this far to leave me. You know, you can't give up now. Can't give up now, baby. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He did not bring you this far to leave you, but to lead you. To lead you in his way everlasting. To lead you to a place of peace. He said, my peace I leave you. Not like the world leave peace. So his peace, which makes complete and whole, his peace that passes all your understanding. Hallelujah. When you understand that, when you get to a place where, Lord, I just want to praise you. I just want to worship you. I want to magnify your name. I don't care who's looking at me. I don't care who hear me. I don't have no time to be ashamed of you. Because I'm so looking forward for you to be ashamed of me. When it's time to go before your Father, I need you to be my advocate. I need you to stand up and say, hey, that's my child, that's my son, that's my sibling, whatever you see fit to call me. You just need to recognize and call me. I don't need you to be ashamed of me. I need you to speak highly of me when it's time for your Father to hear you speak. I'm telling you, and that's when you get to a point of worship, Someone said, worship you, Lord. And they said, we worship your holy name. I'm telling you, like this, a time you need to just worship his name, worship his holy name, praise his holy name, magnify his name. So come and magnify the Lord with me. Come and magnify the Lord with me. I tell you. Then you understand, not only have you been chosen to worship him, but you've been chosen to become like him. So what does that mean, Brother George? I mean, how would you respond to someone asking you, what's the purpose of your life? And you say, God's purpose for me goes far beyond my profession, my accomplishments. My purpose, his purpose in my life is to give him the glory. His purpose in my life is that people will know that there's a God that's real. He's so real. You know, what's the purpose of my life? My purpose of life is to show forth his praises. My purpose in life for him to get the glory out of my life. The purpose of my life, hallelujah, is to be the light. Let your light so shine amongst men, you know. The purpose of my life is to say, hey, I come to praise him up, and I lift Jesus up, and I come to become like him, turn into his likeness. I was already made in his image and after his likeness. Now I got to do just what they do in heaven. You know, we pray and say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is it they doing in heaven all day? Praising him, and praising him some more. So I got to do just like, hey, as it is in heaven. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Scriptures are the primary reason God chose you. Romans 8:28-29 said, we ought to be conformed to the image of his son. Furthermore, God wishes to reveal his son in us through our God-given personalities and interests. Now, we don't need to be confused about this, but God's plan for you, and if you're wondering what you should be doing in your life, remember that God intends to make you more like Jesus. The goal of your life as a believer is to become Christ-like. In Ephesians 4:17-32, we learn that we can put on a new self, created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. The new you will possess attitudes and display actions consistent with how we see Jesus behave in the Gospels. So you can be righteous. You can be in right standing with God. That's why I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So you can say, I seek you, Lord. I seek your kingdom, Lord. And I seek the righteousness of God so I can be in right standing with you, Lord God. We might find ourselves more compassionate like Jesus, more trustworthy like Jesus, more humble like Jesus. We might find ourselves taking the lowest place as a servant wherever we are. Just like Jesus did, as best described in Philippians, the second chapter. If you take note of what Jesus values in the Gospels, we might also find ourselves drawn to the children, drawn to widows and orphans, drawn to the brokenhearted, drawn to the outcasts of society. We might see ourselves drawn to the homeless and those that we consider less fortunate than ourselves, the drug dealers, the drug addicts, the prostitutes, the pimps, you find yourself drawn to those that need a physician. And so you heal, and you got it all going on. You don't need a doctor. I came for those, the sick, the shut in, the disappointed, the hurt, the heartbreak. You got to understand who you've been sent to when you begin to know who sent you. The Holy Spirit within you begin to shape your character to become more like Jesus in every situation of our lives. We begin to get more like him in every situation of our lives. The fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians, what is it, the fruit of? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. All remind us of the character of Jesus. And that's supposed to be the same character we should be displaying. When we find ourselves in a situation that tests our ability to display these character traits, consider that God placed you in that spot to grow you. He's placed us in that spot to make sure that we grow to do what? Become more like Jesus. He wants us to grow to become more like Jesus. He wants to grow to become more like Jesus. Here's one to grow on and one to think about. Think of how Jesus served others, how he suffered for others, and how he seeks and saves that which is lost. As we grow to become more like him, we will do extraordinary countercultural things. We'll be the person we've always wanted to be, the one in whom people can see Jesus. Someone said, we should start them, said, if they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find them in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. Because I might be the only Jesus that they ever see. I might be the only Jesus they ever see, they ever hear, they ever listen to. So if they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. Hallelujah. That should be your prayer tonight. That should be your meditation tonight. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. Let them find you in me. Let them find you in my praise. Let them find you in my worship. Let them find you even in my dance. David said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes from my heart, when the Spirit comes from my heart, I would dance like David danced. David danced out of his clothes, praising God. That was some kind of dance, though. I'm taking time out from being ashamed of who he is and what he is and who you are because of who you are, because of whose you are. I'm going to let go and let God. And be excited, be encouraged, be grateful and thankful that this is the opportunity that he's allotted us to have. A brief reminder of his plan, a brief reminder that yet and still, we're still here. And it's here for a reason, here for the purpose, here for the plan, here for the instructions. All aboard this praise train, all aboard worshiping him, all aboard being changed into his likeness and conformed to the image of God, not man. And giving him all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise that's due him. All the honor, all the praise, all the glory, let's do him. We don't need no more disappointments, no more shortcomings. No more not making it. We just need you, Lord. We just need you, Lord. We just need you. We just need you. We just need you. Thank you, Lord God, for instruction. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for leading us in your way everlasting. Thank you for keeping us. We're keeping our notes. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your holy name. Oh, God, I just thank you, God. I just praise you. Even my wife got dealing with flu-like symptoms and stuffy head and running over, all those things that she's dealing with. Father, we stand in the word that she's healed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, God. And we've been to thank you for it. We thank you for the healing process. Thank you for the deliverance process. Thank you for the Chicago and all these other things that's going on, God. We thank you, God, for healing and deliverance. I pray for those in Chicago, God, with these children that senseless murders, God, and God, death, even here in Atlanta, God, every time I turn around, you hear about somebody being killed or something in these gas stations, God, and they're talking about kidnappings and, you got human trafficking and all these different things that have been attacking your children, attacking because Satan knows, God, that his time is short, and he knows that you have warriors that's lined up, Father. Now, God, our purpose tonight is to stand in the gap and become intercessors. Everyone on the sound of my voice, God, that they're going to be in the final reason to stand in the gap for something, someone, something, some people, God, some purpose to begin to just stand in the gap and begin, even for this next 7 days, every morning, you calling them, I don't care if it's an entertainer, I don't care if it's your children, I don't care if it's your city, your state, your government officials, but everyone, and some of us, find something to stand in the gap for, interceding, praying for, co-workers, whatever. You got a lot going on in these nations. It's huge. Send the gap for those that are affected with this coronavirus and this other variant that just came out, Omicron. This stuff that it has a ceasefire. You send the gap for that. Send the gap for those that are affected by it and families that are affected by it. Oh God, it's so much. Send those who are on drugs and family affected by that, or those who have been molested, and it's a lot. It's a lot, you know, that we can stand in the gap for. But this is what you're here for. Christ did it. He said, I'm the intercessor. He's standing in the gap for us right now as I speak. So if that's on earth as it is in heaven, let's do it. Change it to his likeness, let's do it. Lord, we thank you for it in advance, God. We praise you, we worship you. We magnify your name. It's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen.
What's the password?
Somebody might want to add to or take away, this is the time. You just press one, I can see you. You can speak, you can share whatever God put in your heart. And 5659, your mic is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Pastor George Flint, thank God for the word that comes through you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I hope everybody that was near where they could hear, hallelujah, received that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that time? And it's a special time. It's a time to call upon the Lord, hallelujah, and receive what he has for you and for other people. To pray ye one for another, hallelujah. He said, pray without ceasing. Man ought to always pray. Humble yourself before the Lord. Turn from your wicked, evil ways, hallelujah, hallelujah, and run after him. Run after him, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and you best rejoice and be glad in it. And you should enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise, and know that you're not self-made. You didn't make yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be. For you are just the sheep of his fold. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And just follow him every step of the way, his direction. Follow him. God bless you all. God bless you, Pastor Flint. And hallelujah, hallelujah, the healing of the Lord flow from Emmanuel's tabernacle. Let it flow into your wife. Hallelujah. And all those that stand in need of healing, let it flow right now. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, glory be to God. Right now, right now, whatever you need, Pastor, hallelujah, whatever you stand in need of, hallelujah, he's standing right there over you, hallelujah, 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 giving it to you, hallelujah. I thank him for opening up the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. Pouring you out a blessing. The blessing come in many forms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for the healing, Lord, the deliverance, the strengthening, turning things into your favor, unto your favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for his uncommon favor for you right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you for that. Pastor, that was beautiful. And it was right on time. Anybody else want to add to? Say, where you press one? It's about God's plan. 1436, your mic is open.
This is Marie. I thank God for the message that what I heard. I didn't get a chance to hear all of it, but I thank God for what I did hear. And I thank God for what everything was said. And I just want to say how wonderful God is. He is in the healing process because he has healed me so many times. I've been mostly went to the doctor all last week, about five times I went to the doctor. Every time something was different wrong with me. But God stepped in and showed out my throat, my eye infection, my stomach, got everything. God was in the midst of it. And I mean, thought I was going to be so sick out that I couldn't do nothing. But I just prayed to God. God, you said I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. You said by his stripes I am healed. And I walked on that, and I believe and I trust. And I'm a living witness. It really is true. You believe in what you pray for, God will manifest your faith, and it will come true. And I am on the line to just give God the glory and give him the praise in Jesus' holy name. And that's what I have to say, giving it to him.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We just praise God for the sharing. We praise God for him being God all alone. Thank God for the opportunity. You know, somebody didn't have that opportunity to be here tonight. Some people didn't make it. I've seen in Atlanta where there's a lot of tragic vehicle accidents, vehicle deaths and fatalities, even on yesterday. And, you know, so certain things happen, house fires and natural disasters and, you know, people, gun victims and those that are dying from corona or high blood pressure or all other type of ailments, you know. Like even right now, as we're standing, I pray for my wife and her body to be totally healed, you know. Enemy, you know, as I come in, you know, and try to affect her body with flu-like symptoms, but we bind it hand for even our daughter experiencing the same thing, so, and that's all in Albany. But we just trust God that he's a healer. And he said, by his stripes, we are healed. And we stand on his word. We stand on his word that we are healed. And today she's much better than she was yesterday. So I continue to thank God, continue to praise God for healing. His healing touch and his healing hands. And Jehovah Rapha, our healer, we praise you, we anoint you. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And that's what I want you to get in your heart, an attitude of gratitude towards your Heavenly Father, that you appreciate him. You appreciate the days he allow you to be here. You appreciate fresh blood running warm through your veins and the activity of your limbs. You appreciate hot and cold clean running water. You appreciate the breath of life flowing through your nostrils. You appreciate that you can open up your mouth and you can say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that you can hear his voice. See and touch and feel. Lord, we thank you. We come to praise you. We come to praise your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We give you honor, God. We give you glory, God. We give you praise. Pastor Wanda, will she give us our benediction tonight?
You allow us to humbly come before you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thine sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. I love you. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it, but I'm asking for this week. I charge everyone on the sound of my voice. And you let your people that's next to you that we are standing in the gap. You pick your topic. Lord, this, whatever it is God has on your heart to stand in the gap for, you got 7 days for to intercede. And by that time, you're going into the next year. So you're changing. We're changing things by what? The prayer. David, you know, pray for his children. But Daniel began to pray for the same as Isaiah. Daniel went to pray. And his prayer was held up. God sent the answer to his prayer immediately. But it was held up. But he prayed. He said, God, we repent. Even if he hadn't even had anything to do with it, because, you know, he was a man after God's own heart. And God saved was all upon his life. But he said, God, we repent for what we have done. And then you look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, when Solomon said, God, when he should become in even exile, hey, we're sending up those that are exiled in the spirit realm. Those that are spiritually homeless and orphans, which we have all been in our state at one point in our lives. But he said, hey, Solomon said, God, when they come back, this place, and now, you know, this temple, and he was there, he said, when they come back, remember, and Jesus said, when my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from them, then I will heal their lands. So now we need lands to be healed. We need the voices to be heard in heaven. We need these things, but it comes from repentance. It comes from turning from our wicked ways. It comes from, you know, praying and seeking his face. So now that's our prayer. That's our meditation. And you choose what God is that's in your heart, sending the gap. You become an intercessor. The power of intercession is so powerful. Walk in it, walk in the authority he's given you,
yes,
and
yes,
watch
yes,
God
yes,
move.
Yes.
And I'm going to just one this next week that will blow our socks off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I love you. I praise God for
love
you.
God bless you.
God bless you. And next time, next Thursday, I'm expecting testimonies that's going to blow us out. So in Jesus' name we pray. Have a great
Amen.
Night. Love you. Enjoy your holiday.
Have a great night as well.
Enjoy your family.
You enjoy your
God
family
bless.
Too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.